The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, First Canto, Chapter Number 4, Text Number 12, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on January 9th, 2013, in Mendoza, Argentina.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shivaya lokasya bhavaya bhutaye ya uttama shloka parayana jana jivanti nat martam asaparashrayam mumocha nirvijakuta kalevaram. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Those who are devoted to the cause of the personality of Godhead live only for the welfare, development, and happiness of others. They do not live for any selfish interest. So even though the Emperor Parikshit was free from all attachment to worldly possessions, how could he give up his mortal body, which was shelter for others? Purport. Parikshit Maharaj was an ideal king and householder, because he was a devotee of the personality of Godhead. A devotee of the Lord automatically has all good qualifications, and the emperor was a typical example of this. Personally, he had no attachment for the worldly opulences in his possession. Since he was king for the all-around welfare of his citizens, he was always busy in the welfare work of the public, not only for this life, but also for the next. He would not allow slaughterhouses or killing of cows. He was not a foolish and partial administrator who would arrange for the protection of one living being and allow another to be killed. Because he was a devotee of the Lord, he knew perfectly well how to conduct his administration for everyone's happiness, men, animals, plants, and all living creatures. He was not selfishly interested. Selfishness is either self-centered or self-extended. He was neither. His interest was to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Truth. The king is the representative of the Supreme Lord, and therefore the king's interest must be identical with that of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord wants all living beings to be obedient to him and thereby become happy. Therefore, the king's interest is to guide all subjects back to the kingdom of God. Hence, the activities of the citizens should be so coordinated that they can at the end go back home, back to Godhead. Under the administration of a representative king, the kingdom is full of opulence. At that time, human beings need not eat animals. There are ample grains, food grains, milk, fruit, and vegetables, so that the human beings are well, as well as the animals, can eat sumptuously and to their heart's content. If all living beings are satisfied with food and shelter and obey the prescribed rules, there cannot be any disturbance between one living being and another. And Parikshit was a worthy king, and therefore all were happy during his reign.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sagana Raguna Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Bharijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivishakam Vitamstha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine.
So at the present time the world is greatly suffering due to not having a king like Maharaj Parikshit.
Entonces, en los tiempos actuales, el mundo está sufriendo enormemente por no tener un rey como el rey Parikshit.
The king is called Raja.
El rey es llamado Raja.
And the saints, they are called Rishi.
Y los santos son llamados Rishis.
So, you take Raja and Rishi, and you combine it, it becomes Rajarshi.
Así que usted toma Raja y Rishi y los combina y se vuelve Rajarshi.
So in the Vedic culture, the kings, they were not just Raja, they were Rajarshi, they were saintly kings.
Entonces, en la cultura védica, los santos eran Rajarshi, los reyes eran Rajarshi, o sea, reyes santos.
Under their administration, everyone was happy, even the plants were happy.
Y en su administración, todos estaban felices, incluso las plantas estaban felices.
Nowadays, the politicians, they will go to war just for the sake of their own political agenda.
Entonces ahora los líderes políticos se postulan simplemente para llevar a cabo sus programas personales.
If they think by declaring war they can make their own political position more solid, they'll declare war just for their own political position.
Así que por declarar la guerra ellos van a poder hacer su posición política más sólida, entonces no van a dudar en ir a la guerra.
So, such is the caliber of politicians in the present-day society.
Así que ese es el calibre de los políticos de la sociedad actual.
Present-day leaders are agents of Kali.
Los líderes presentes son agentes de Kali.
And therefore, nobody is happy.
Y por esto es que nadie es feliz.
The plants don't have enough water.
Las plantas no tienen suficiente agua.
The animals don't get enough food.
Los animales no obtienen suficiente alimento.
The human beings are miserable.
Los seres humanos son miserables.
Simply because we don't have a Vedic king.
Simplemente porque no tenemos reyes védicos.
The Vedic king has no personal self-interest. He's simply a selfless servant of all the subjects.
Los reyes védicos no tienen propósitos propios, sino que están interesados en el bienestar de todos.
The Vedic king understands that obedience to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the formula for happiness.
Los reyes santos entienden que la obediencia al Señor Supremo es la fórmula para la felicidad.
Therefore, personally, he is a pure devotee of the Lord.
Por lo tanto, la persona que es un devoto puro del Señor.
And he arranges the government in such a way that everybody is encouraged to become pure devotees.
Y arregla el gobierno de tal manera de que anime a todos a volverse devotos puros.
Yad yad atariti shrestas tatta deve taro jana se yad pramanam kurute lokastad anivartate. Whatever the great man does, the common people follow in his footsteps.
Cualquier cosa que un hombre bueno hace, todos los demás siguen sus pasos.
Whatever standard he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues.
Cualquiera sean los actos que él establece, todas las personas lo siguen.
So if the leader is a cheater and a rascal,
entonces los líderes son engañadores y sinvergüenzas.
Everyone becomes cheater and rascal.
Todos se van a volver engañadores y sinvergüenzas.
If the leader is a pure devotee,
así que el líder es un devoto puro,
and people become inspired to become pure devotees.
Luego las personas se van a volver inspiradas a volverse devotos puros.
The same problem within every institution.
Y tenía un problema con todas las instituciones.
If the leader is a rascal, then everyone becomes rascal.
Si los líderes son sinvergüenzas, luego todos se volverán sinvergüenzas.
Within the church, within the university,
dentro de la iglesia, dentro de la universidad.
If the professors are rascals, the students become rascals.
Si los profesores son sinvergüenzas, luego los estudiantes se volverán también sinvergüenzas.
So everywhere there are rascals running, and the teachers are rascals, the leaders are rascals. Everyone's simply rascal, 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 rascal.
Entonces, si es que los líderes son pícaros, entonces siempre los estudiantes, los seguidores van a volverse también pícaros.
Therefore, nobody is happy.
Por lo tanto, nadie es feliz.
The whole world, people are just completely miserable.
En el todo el mundo, las personas van completamente miserables.
We see on the airplane how miserable the people are.
Nosotros vemos en los aviones cuán miserable la gente es.
So much in anxiety.
Tan en ansiedad.
So the only solution actually is to bring Krishna conscious leadership back to this planet.
Así que la única solución es que vuelva un liderazgo consciente de Krishna.
So that is the mission of this movement.
Y esa es la misión de este movimiento.
We want to bring a new class of leaders to this planet.
Nosotros queremos traer una nueva clase de líderes a este planeta.
The top level of leadership, that is the brahmanas.
Y el más elevado nivel de líderes son llamados brahmanas.
Those who give education, those who give guidance.
Aquellos que dan educación, aquellos que dan guía.
In accordance with the Vedic wisdom.
De acuerdo a la sabiduría védica.
So we need to have men and women who understand the science of bhakti according to the scriptures.
Así que necesitamos hombres y mujeres que puedan entender esta ciencia védica de acuerdo a las escrituras.
A brahmana is very liberal, you see. There's two types of people, brahmana and kripana.
Entonces, hay dos tipos de personas, el brahmana y el kripana.
Brahmana means one who is always giving, 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 giving. That is brahmana.
El brahmana es aquel que está siempre dando, dando, dando.
Kripana, he wants to keep, 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 keep.
A diferencia del kripana que está siempre queriendo mantener y mantener, mantener.
So what does the brahmana have? He has knowledge.
Así que qué es lo que el brahmana tiene? Bueno, él tiene conocimiento.
The genuine brahmana, he wants to distribute Vedic knowledge to the entire human society. That is brahmana.
El verdadero brahmana es aquel que quiere distribuir el conocimiento védico a toda la sociedad.
So if we have actual brahmins in the world, who are ideal in character.
Sí. Pues, si tenemos brahmanas que sean de carácter ideal,
that will inspire the people in general.
Entonces, inspirarán a la gente en general.
Come to a higher level of consciousness.
Para que se vengan a un estado de conciencia superior.
So, therefore, in our movement, we want to create an ideal class of brahmins.
Por lo tanto, en nuestro movimiento, nosotros queremos crear una clase ideal de brahmanas.
What are the qualities of brahmana?
¿Cuáles son las cualidades de los brahmanas?
That is given in chapter 18 of Gita.
Eso está dado en el capítulo 18 del
Sham Shamadamatapaso Cham Shantirajamavacha Gyanam Viganamastakam Brahma Karmas Bhavavajam. Controlling the mind.
Serenidad.
Sama. They are equal in happiness and distress. Samaha.
Son iguales en la felicidad y la aflicción.
Dhamma, controlling the senses.
Control de los sentidos.
Tapa, austerity.
Austeridades.
They rise early in the morning before sunrise.
Ellos se levantan temprano en la mañana antes del amanecer.
They don't let the sun catch them sleeping.
No dejan que el sol los pille durmiendo.
Of course, one can take nap, a little nap during the day for refreshing, but one should begin one's day before the sunrise.
O, por supuesto, uno puede tomar una siesta durante el día, pero mientras más temprano uno antes del sol se levante, mejor.
That is called tapa or austerity.
Eso se denomina tapa o austeridad.
The fourth quality is saucham, cleanliness.
Limpieza, la cuarta cualidad.
It means the brahman takes bath 2 or 3 times every day.
Eso significa que el brahmana toma 2 o 3 baños al día.
Samadhamastapautosham chantir, he is very tolerant.
También tolerancia, él es muy tolerante.
Chantir Arjivam, he's very honest.
También él es muy honesto.
Gyanam, he has theoretical knowledge of the Vedic wisdom.
Gyanam significa que él tiene conocimiento teórico del conocimiento védico.
He's well versed in the scriptures.
Él es muy bien versado en las escrituras.
And Vigyanam, he applies that knowledge perfectly in his daily life.
y que también él aplica este conocimiento perfectamente en su vida diaria.
Hasta Kyam, he has full faith in the scriptures.
Y hasta Kyam, que él tiene completa fe en las escrituras.
So in this way, the Brahman, they are men of ideal character.
Así que los brahmanas son personas de carácter ideal.
And if one follows in the footsteps of such brahmanas,
cualquiera que siga los pasos de tal brahmana,
Krishna conscious brahmanas,
brahmanas conscientes de Krishna,
then one can conquer over the lower modes of nature.
Entonces puede conquistar las modalidades inferiores de la naturaleza.
He can then qualify himself to become spiritually perfect.
Y volverse espiritualmente perfecto.
He can become mahatma.
Y puede volverse un mahatma.
Mahatmanastumang partha davim prakadamashchata bhajanyananyamanaso gyachabhutantamam vyayam. One can become mahatma as described in Bhagavad Gita.
Uno se puede volver un mahatma como se describe en el Bhagavad Gita.
So we ask you all here in Argentina.
Así que les solicitamos a todos ustedes aquí en Argentina
to very seriously study the books of Srila Prabhupada.
Que muy seriamente estudien los libros de Srila Prabhupada.
And mold your life in accordance with Prabhupada's teachings.
Y acomodar su vida de acuerdo a las enseñanzas de Srila Prabhupada.
Don't remain a servant of your senses.
No continúes siendo un sirviente de sus sentidos.
The senses are cruel masters.
Los sentidos son amos crueles.
You can serve them faithfully throughout the entire life, and what do they give you?
Tú puedes servirlos con mucha fe durante toda tu vida, ¿y qué es lo que te devuelven?
Old age, disease and death.
Vejez, enfermedad y muerte.
One should serve instead Lord Sri Krishna.
Uno debería servir en vez a Sri Krishna.
And thus attain eternity, knowledge and bliss.
Y de esta manera obtener eternidad, conocimiento y bienaventuranza.
So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Entonces puedo preguntar ahora si es que hay algunas preguntas.
How one develop the brahminical qualities?
How to develop brahminical qualities? By following the regulated principles.
Por seguir las reglas y regulaciones.
No illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling.
No sexo ilícito, no intoxicación, no sexo ilícito y no juego de azar.
By chanting every day at least 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Japa Mala.
Por cantar todos los días al menos 16 rondas de Hare Krishna Mahamantra.
And trying to avoid the 10 offenses against the holy names.
Y tratar de evitar las 10 ofensas en contra del santo nombre.
If one will sincerely do this, then one will develop all brahminical qualities.
Si alguien es muy sincero en hacer esto, entonces desarrollará todas las cualidades brahmínicas.
Plus, you can study them. You can study the qualities as mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, and you can try to develop them on their own merits as well.
Bueno, y también separadamente puedes estudiar las cualidades y tratar de desarrollarlas.
Read Prabhupada's books as much as possible.
Lea los libros de Prabhupada tanto como sea posible.
Distribute Prabhupada's books as much as possible.
Distribuya los libros de Prabhupada tanto como sea posible.
This is the activity of a Brahman.
Esa es la actividad de un brahmana.
To become learned and to distribute knowledge. This is the two activities especially.
La de volverse erudito y la de impartir el conocimiento.
Bathe regularly.
Báñese regularmente.
Read and preach. And these are the qualities of Brahman.
Lea los libros y predíquelos.
Until you have received the brahmanical diksha, and they are not distributing the message.
Not doing what?
Distributing the message of Krishna. So what is their position?
That mean, who? When you say distributing the message, what do you mean?
Preaching or distributing the book.
Okay, all right.
Bueno, ¿qué pasa con aquellos que han recibido iniciación brahmínica, diksha, y no están distribuyendo el mensaje de Krishna, o sea, no están distribuyendo los libros ni predicando?
If they cannot directly distribute the knowledge, they must serve very in a very first class way those who are distributing the knowledge.
But if they want to to do it and they're not able to.
Let him translate it.
Yeah. No. Sorry, I didn't get that. Excuse me.
If one is not able to directly preach, then one should serve very nicely those who are directly preaching. It's like someone may be a businessman, how much time he has for preaching. But if he gives financial support to the preachers, then that's also rabbinical.
Si entrega,
he's supporting the preaching.
Si él apoya, digamos, la prédica financieramente, entonces está apoyando la prédica.
But those who can preach and they don't have opportunity.
What is it?
Those who can preach, those who have time, and they don't get the opportunity.
They don't get the opportunity? Okay.
Aquellos que pueden
pre- what is their position? Aquellos what is their position?
Aquellos que pueden predicar pero no tienen la oportunidad.
Just like Prabhupada's entourage, for example.
Tal como Prabhupada's entourage.
They are all brahminical.
Ellos eran todos brahmínicos.
But they're not getting any direct preaching opportunity. They're just serving Prabhupada.
Pero ellos no tenían muchas oportunidades de predicar y estaban simplemente ocupados en servir.
Are they any less of a preacher because they're not giving lectures?
Podríamos decir que son menos que un predicador porque no estaban dando clases.
So if one is not able to directly preach, and if one is serving those who are preaching, that's the same benefit.
Así que si alguien no puede predicar porque no tiene oportunidades, pero ayuda a los que predican, entonces obtiene el mismo beneficio.
Prabhupada used to be asked them to give lectures and things like that.
Louder, please.
Prabhupada used to ask them sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. But generally, Prabhupada gave the lectures. Yeah.
But many times he would.
I remember one godbrother who was serving Prabhupada as the personal servant.
Yo recuerdo a un hermano espiritual que estaba sirviendo a Prabhupada como su sirviente personal.
He wrote a whole book, actually, called Serving the Perfect Master, I think it was the name of the book. How he was in a very advantageous position to be Prabhupada's personal servant. But he would see his godbrothers coming and meeting with Prabhupada and talking about all the preaching they were doing. And he just he felt a strong desire to actually be away from Prabhupada so he could do preaching.
Ah, y por escuchar, digamos, a muchos que se acercaban a Prabhupada contándole sus actividades de predica, sus resultados, él llegó a desarrollar el deseo de querer alejarse de Prabhupada para poder ir a predicar.
So it's actually quite an interesting book what he went through psychologically with this.
Así que es bastante interesante cómo este proceso psicológico se llevó a cabo.
What he was going through psychologically with wanting to be a preacher.
De que psicológicamente él se quiso volver un predicador.
But the best thing is that in such a situation the person who was actually the leading preacher should facilitate those who were assisting him and let them also do the preaching so they're satisfied as well. That's the best thing.
Entonces, pero lo mejor es que aquellos que no pueden tener la oportunidad de predicar, estén asistiendo a aquellos que están predicando, eso es lo mejor para ellos.
So they also feel that they're getting full opportunity for preaching. That's how it should be done.
De manera que también puedan sentir que tienen la oportunidad de predicar.
That is satisfy you. Okay, next question.
Respecto a esto de la prédica, ¿no? Y hablando de los líderes políticos. ¿Por qué los líderes políticos no se convencen o no podemos llegar a los líderes políticos para convencerlos de las escrituras védicas y sobre las enseñanzas? ¿Es una falla nuestra como prédica que nuestros líderes todavía no llegan a los políticos? ¿O es que es maya, ¿no? Como que es muy fuerte que no nos permite llegar precisamente a los líderes para eso?
Why is that we haven't yet able to get the leaders why is that we haven't been able yet to get the leaders educated with this knowledge? So they may,
what is it? Make it, it's not clear to me.
What? He's saying that why haven't we able to? Why we haven't been able to go to the leaders or politicals or politicians to give this knowledge?
Yeah.
Because they don't want to hear it. That's why.
Porque ellos no quieren escucharlo. Más que nada.
They have no desire. They're simply there to serve their own sense gratificatory desires.
Porque no tienen deseo. Ellos tienen solo el deseo de satisfacer sus propios sentidos.
If they were there, if they had a genuine desire to serve the citizens, they'd be very happy to read Prabhupada's books and follow Prabhupada's books. But they don't have a genuine desire to serve the citizens.
Si ellos tuvieran un deseo genuino de servir a los ciudadanos, ellos fácilmente se escucharían o leerían los libros de Prabhupada. Pero no tienen ese deseo genuino.
They are simply interested in their own sense gratification, that's all.
Ellos están simplemente interesados en su propia gratificación de los sentidos. Eso es todo.
Such leaders are described in the Bhagavatam as dogs, hogs, camels, and asses.
Además, los líderes son descritos en el Bhagavatam como camellos, perros, asnos y cerdos.
Shvavidvada ushtrakarai sangstitak purishak pashu na jatta karma pato peto jatta nama gadangrajaha. Those men who are like dogs, hogs, camels, and asses.
Aquellos hombres que son como perros, asnos, cerdos y burros.
Praise those men who do not listen to the transcendental pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna.
Y además que son personas que no escuchan el mensaje trascendental de Krishna.
The deliverer from all the evils.
El liberador de todos los demonios.
So the verse is saying that actually the people who worship the atheists, they are dogs, hogs, camels, and asses.
Entonces el verso en realidad está diciendo que aquellas personas que adoran estos líderes son quienes son realmente perros, asnos, camellos.
So one might ask, well then, how you can say that the leaders are dogs, asnos, camels, and asses?
Entonces luego tú puedes decir, okay, pero entonces cómo tú puedes decir que los líderes son también camellos?
The verse states that the followers are dogs, asnos, camels, and asses.
Los verdaderos, no.
The verse states. That the followers are
sí, que el verso establece que los seguidores son en realidad camellos, asnos,
dogs, hogs, camels, and asses.
Cerdos y burros.
So how I can say that the leaders therefore are dogs, hogs, camels, and asses?
Luego, ¿cómo puedo yo decir que los líderes son perros?
I can say that on the strength of Prabhupada's statement.
Yo puedo decir eso en base a las frases de Prabhupada.
When the dogs go to vote, who will they vote for?
Cuando los perros van a votar, ¿por quién votan ellos?
A big dog.
Por un gran perro.
When the hogs go to vote, who will they vote for? A big hog.
Y los cerdos cuando van a votar, ¿por quién van a votar? Por un gran cerdo.
The camels will vote for a big camel.
Los camellos votarán por un gran camello.
And the asses will vote for a big ass.
Y los asnos votarán por un gran asno.
Therefore, it is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam that these leaders, the present day world leaders, are simply dogs, hogs, camels, and asses.
Por lo tanto, se establece que los líderes mundiales son también asnos, perros, cerdos y camellos.
Try to convince a dog to hear the Bhagavatam and see what happens.
Trata de convencer a un perro para que escuche el Bhagavatam y vea qué ocurre.
Try to convince a hog to read the Bhagavad Gita and see what happens.
Y también trate de convencer a un perro para que lea el Bhagavad Gita y vea qué ocurre.
A camel or an ass.
A un camello o a un asno.
So just as the dogs, hogs, camels, and asses have no interest in this literature, these leaders are in the same caliber, therefore they have no interest.
Entonces, ya que las personas están en la... son todos... estas categorías, luego los líderes también están en estas categorías.
Yes, Devi.
Yeah, I was just saying that the devotees have tried their best, given them literature, but this, what you said, the dog, hog, camel, and asses, they have no interest in it.
The devotees are trying their best?
Yeah, devotees have given them literatures, but these are in that category of dog, hog, camel, and horses, so they don't even read.
They don't read it. And if they do read it, they'll think it's some worthless scrap of paper. Let him translate.
Los devotos están haciendo su mayor esfuerzo por distribuir este conocimiento, pero como los líderes están en esta categoría de perros, asnos, camellos y cerdos, es que ellos no quieren escuchar. Y Guru Maharaj dice que si incluso la leen, van a considerar que son literaturas sin importancia, ¿sí? Mundanas.
Any other questions? One last question.
¿Alguna última pregunta?
This is your chance.
Es su oportunidad.
Well, your hand up went first. The men are not asking questions today.
Yeah.
Today the women are more intelligent.
Así que ustedes son más inteligentes entonces. Los hombres no están preguntando.
The men are dull today.
No recuerdo bien por eso. Creo que era Maharaj Pariksit que se encuentra un hombre que estaba matando una vaca y que ya le había cortado las tres patas.
Sí, él era.
Y ahí va. Y que la última era la velocidad. ¿Si puede explicar un poco ese pasatiempo y cómo poder asociarlos a los tiempos de la actualidad en base a la degradación de los líderes y en la política?
Mm. There is the story about Maharaj Pariksit, who was in his kingdom, and he found a Shudra dressed as a king trying to cut the last leg of a bull, mm-hmm. who was standing in one leg. Can you explain that pastime related with the actual or the present leader situation?
Yeah, the present leaders are Kali, Kali Chela, the devotees of Kali.
Sí, los líderes actuales son los seguidores de Kali, son devotos de Kali.
They've already the three legs of the bull that are already cut off are cleanliness, austerity, and mercy. Those are already cut off.
Las tres piernas que ya han sido cortadas son la limpieza, la austeridad y la.
And the politicians are working very hard to completely destroy truthfulness.
Y los entonces los líderes actuales se han esforzado para completamente evitar esto.
Because they constantly make lying propaganda in their political campaigns.
Porque ellos constantemente ponen propaganda engañosa en sus campañas.
We even see that the president of the United States during this Monica Lewinsky affair, he lied under oath in the court about his relationship with this woman.
Recordarán el caso del antiguo presidente de Estados Unidos que tuvo un romance con su secretaria y él la negó enfrente a toda la asamblea.
The president of the United States lied under oath.
El presidente de los Estados Unidos miente a todos.
So you can see how they're destroying truthfulness, these politicians.
Así que puedes ver cómo están destruyendo este último principio, veracidad.
Sí. Any other questions?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll stop here.
Okay, nos detenemos acá.
We thank you all very much.
Les agradecemos mucho.
Gandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Si los encasundas, Gurudeva ki jai.